It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Farmers often think they get a bad rap in the public mind for the way they do business. Charlie Arnott is the CEO of the Center for Food Integrity, a group that tries to address the public about food production in America. Arnott is a speaker at this week's Illinois Farm Bureau Conference in Normal. In this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Arnott says it's difficult to fight the battle over the perception of how food is produced.
One of the things I think we need to do is change our frame of reference and really shift the focus from thinking about it as fighting a battle or defending and focus really on more about building trust. And that's an important strategic shift because if you think about building trust, you'll engage in a very different set of activities and strategies than you will if you think about trying to defend something or defend an interest. So it really requires us, I think, to think differently about embracing consumer skepticism and engaging in a fundamentally different way to build trust in who we are and what we do in today's food system, as opposed to defend ourselves from attack.
For instance, those who are deeply concerned about the safety of GMO foods, how do you approach them?
The way you approach them is to listen to their concerns and look for a shared interest or a shared value. And if you peel back the layers behind what they're talking about or what they're asking, what they're really doing is they're expressing a concern about food safety. We all share that same concern. So we can embrace that and validate their concern without validating their misinformation. In a way saying, hey, what I hear you say is that you're really concerned about food safety. And as a farmer, I really appreciate that because I'm concerned about food safety too. In fact, today our food is safer than it's ever been. And here's some of the things we do on our farm to make sure it stays that way. That way you've identified the fact that you are like them, you share their interest, and you want the same outcome. At that point, you're given permission to begin then introducing additional information.
Like what?
Like the research that's been done on GMOs, like the increase in productivities, the safety studies that are available, all of the work that farmers do to make sure that they protect the land, produce safe food, and take good care of their animals.
Are the people who have bought into this mindset open to hearing that?
Great question. They really run a spectrum, and clearly you have people that are very dogmatic in their beliefs, and we kind of draw the line between abolitionists and reformers. So if you have somebody who's really part of their core identity is to be opposed to today's agriculture or opposed to GMOs, there's very little you can do. And so there are times when you'll have to simply agree to disagree and walk away. But the vast majority of people have concerns. They've heard something, they've read something, they've seen something on Facebook, and they're interested in learning more, or they're skeptical and they want to share that concern with somebody who might be able to provide some insight. Historically, we've tended to become a bit defensive in those situations and responded with simply science and data. What we really have to do is, again, engage in that values-based conversation and discussion, and then we're given permission to introduce data if they ask for more information. Oftentimes, people will be satisfied with the ability to engage in a conversation with someone who is credible and authentic and willing to embrace their skepticism and have that conversation and discussion. So I think it really requires us to think about engaging differently and then being willing to engage those who are willing to engage. If we find those who are dogmatic, unwilling to engage, we have to simply agree to disagree and walk away.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Charlie Arnott, the CEO of the Center for Food Integrity. You're a not-for-profit, nonpartisan organization composed of both producers and consumers and a number of different business groups. How do you stake the case that you are the independent voice that is needed for this debate?
Well, we don't necessarily assume that we are to be that voice, but we have a network of over 200 academics that we use to answer consumer questions on bestfoodfacts.org. And it's a place that consumers go every single month, about 100,000 consumers, to ask a variety of questions from kind of the silly to the serious, from questions about whether or not GMOs are safe to whether or not pickle juice is the next sports drink. And it's a place where we know that consumers are trusting of academics, like the information they have to share. So we work with those academics to make the information very accessible, very entertaining, and encourage consumers to get that information. So we can be a broker of that relationship. We can help build that opportunity for consumers to connect with those who are experts and then continue to provide our members and others additional consumer research as well as insight on what they can do to do a better job of building trust.
How do you make sure the academics are truly independent?
Well, it's a good question, and we look for those who are recommended by others. They've got some peer-reviewed work in the field. They are those that are truly working working for a university or another entity that's an academic entity. And what we know from our consumer research is that consumers are more likely to believe the information from academics because they don't believe they have a commercial interest at stake. And so they tend to have a fairly high level of credibility. And the academics, while they may have certainly have a perspective, we can share a lot of those different perspectives, and having that balance also enhances credibility.
You know, conflicting information doesn't always come from the consumer side or the producer side. Sometimes producers attack other producers in an effort to gain market share or to have a comparative advantage compared to other countries. You get people saying, well, you know, farm to fork is better because it has better, more nutrients. Or you get somebody saying, you know, Brazilian soybeans are better because X, Y, or Z. Is that helpful to the discussion?
Generally, it's not. We want consumers to make informed choices. We want them to have good, credible information to make informed choices. But when we find those in agriculture attacking others in agriculture, we find that to just generally undermine confidence in the entire system. We see the proliferation of absence label claims, free from claims at the marketplace, and that tends to undermine consumer confidence in the overall system. So those types of activities tend to be counterproductive. What we think is more helpful are those kinds of engagements where you really give consumers the opportunity to see in a very transparent manner what happens on today's farms, the kind of care and dedication they'll see from those who are engaged in agriculture and food production. Those kinds of activities tend to reinforce consumer confidence, where denigrating or tearing down others tends to undermine confidence in the entire system.
Charlie Arnott is the head of the Center for Food Integrity and a speaker at tomorrow's Illinois Farm Bureau Conference. Tomorrow during Sound Ideas, you'll hear from another conference speaker about a seed-to-spirit distillery in Illinois. You're listening to Sound Ideas.